There is also the knotty issue of who or what is behind the UFO phenomenon itself. Here, matters become even more complicated. It seems clear that some of the phenomena are the result of secret breakthroughs by all two human groups, some more covert than others. 6 decades of classified expenditures and other forms of secret spending have provided ample resources to apply principles and technologies that have remained sealed off from the rest of humanity. This development alone is enough to justify the greatest secrecy. But terrestrial breakthroughs do not appear to account for the core of the UFO phenomenon. The confrontational nature of the objects, the never-ending military encounters and attempted interceptions tell the reasonable mind that something else is going on. Added to this are the thousands of detailed descriptions given by rational and intelligent people who normally wish to remain anonymous of having been taken by non-human beings to be studied and acted upon in various ways. These too tell us something is happening. Separating ours from theirs can be difficult and, due to entrenched viewpoints, thankless. Still, it looks like both types of UFOs exist, adding to the complexity of an already formidable problem. In a world that is moving fast toward a nightmarish dystopia, relieved only by the distractions of a mass entertainment industry, investigating such matters may not seem to be an attractive option for many. Yet, in all societies, at all times, there are those who care, those who hunger for that quaint anachronism called truth. I am here to tell you that there is such a thing. With effort and sacrifice, truth can be known. Once known, it may continue to exact a heavy price on those who possess it. And yet, it is more precious than the rarest of gems, easily worth knowing for those who dare to chase it. For it is truth, and only truth, that will ever set you free. Main themes. I have brought together several themes in preparing this study, which covers the UFO phenomenon from 1973 until 1991. First are the reports themselves, priority of which was given to those with military implications. In some cases, this meant that the report came from a military or intelligence agency within the U.S., USSR, or another nation. In other cases, it meant that reliable journalistic sources had reported an attempted jet interception or some other military encounter with a UFO. In others still, it meant well-researched cases by a major UFO investigative group, such as the Mutual UFO Network, MUFON. Of course, not all UFO encounters in this book have direct military implications. Some are just good reports that were reliably investigated, important historically, or offered some other redeeming quality. Throughout, I sought to describe and analyze those cases succinctly, yet fully. This book is more than a collection of UFO accounts, however. Ultimately, it tells a story, some of which concerns the attitudes of political and military agencies. We can learn these in several ways. One is through the available military and intelligence reports. While there are limits to what we can know based on reports of mid-level classification, i.e. confidential as opposed to top secret, we can still see that the military considered many UFO encounters with great seriousness, even gravity. Responsible thinkers must ask why this was so, and why such an attitude has continually been countered by official silence and dismissal. When powerful groups dismiss something publicly, but take it seriously in private, we can assume something important is being withheld. A related theme of this book concerns the evolution of the national security state. During the period under review, the power of the U.S. military and intelligence communities expanded at the expense of ordinary citizens. Elsewhere, multinational structures also weakened citizen power. It is little appreciated how UFO secrecy has also eroded human liberty. From the